drinking. Welcome back. Relevant Sports Talk, episode 173. Thank y'all for watching on YouTube Live, listening on Spotify. Check out our Facebook page and at Relevant Pod on Twitter. Relevant Sports Talk on TikTok. Thank you to all the patrons that's supporting the show. We appreciate y'all. Y'all doing extra things behind the scenes to make us look real good. You're not Jared, but you're close. If you ever want to sponsor a show for a week, let me know. We'll put your name, your logo, your ads. We'll do it for every show that's on the network. We'll get that going. Special shout out to Brian Jones. Brian, I appreciate the love, baby. You got to get on the show, or I want to jump on yours. We got to do something together. Collab is everything. And you'll see why when you see who's on the show today. I got love and faith in my Commanders, love for the Black Mamba, and all the love in the world right there with Mother's Day coming up for my mama right there. And there's my guys right there, because this is a TNT explosion episode with my man Tyler, hence the name TNT. But we are actually having a special guest today. Tyler, you are with the Fat Boy Fadeaway podcast, and our special guest, Nico Bryant, not Kobe, but Nico Bryant from Far End of the Bench podcast. They're both all on the Variety Sports Network. I am greatly pleased to have both of y'all on here. How y'all doing, fellas?
Terrell, you know I'm doing well. I appreciate you having me on. I'll be on every damn week that I can make it. The next 3 weeks, maybe not, but after that, I'm going to be pretty regular. I appreciate everything you do, Terrell. Nico, BSN, like I know you will.
Hell yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on, Terrell. Like I said, I'll be more than likely, knocking on wood, right now, I'll be playing one of you two next week. So, you two teams next week. So, yeah, I'll be, you'll probably see my face a couple times. But, yeah, representing the Far End of the Bench out here in Mile High City, as you can tell. So, happy to be on.
Hey, I'm grateful to have both of you on. But, Tyler, you ain't got to worry about it. I know you need 3 weeks off because you've got some little league stuff going on, but your team's going to be eliminated anyway. So it's going to be me and Nico in the Western Conference Finals. So we can let you slide for 3 weeks, baby. We'll take over that. Nico, I'm going to need you for 3 weeks while he's out, while we talking about the Western Conference Finals.
I don't know if I can be a Lakers fan for every day 3 weeks, though. It's the only thing.
Hey, but listen.
Let me bookmark that little 10-second
question. Hey, bookmark it. Make it a reel.
Make sure you record that those 10 seconds.
Hey, go ahead, bookmark it and make it a real baby. Don't matter. But Tyler, it's
hey, I can promise you, Lonnie Walker ain't coming back looking like Kobe Bryant the next few games. I can promise you that.
Yo, did you see LeBron kissing all over him? You got jealous, didn't you, Tyler? Oh my God. But anyway, our special guest tonight, Mr. Nico, aka Kobe Bryant. From the Variety Sports Network.
It's funny because I've been called that. Like that was one. So I played football in college for a year. I was a fullback, and people were like, "Oh, how do you spell your last name?" I was like, "Bryant, like Kobe Bryant." So I literally told people like, "Oh, that's Nico Kobe Bryant." So that's literally was one of my nicknames. So it's not the first time I've heard that.
And you rode that shit because you knew that was greatness. You know you did.
At the time, he was retired. So it didn't matter to me.
Hey, but look, Nico, Tyler already knows. On Relevant Sports Talk, we talk about sports from Hall of Famers to the local talent to the big-time storylines. That's what we talk about. And the big-time storylines, of course, is NBA playoff basketball. I got the Lakers lid on. You got your Nuggets lid on. Tyler's got his Golden State lid on. So before the game starts, which is about to start soon, Tyler, we're going to start with you, baby. Lakers-Warriors. Up to this point, I didn't think it was going to be 3-1. And, you know, we talked about it before. I never thought it was going to be 3-1. What's your thoughts about the series right now?
I'm disappointed with the way they finished Game 3. Steve Kerr, who is someone I will not get on too much. I respect Steve Kerr. I think he's a great head coach. The way he finished that game without playing Gary Payton II and letting – Klay Thompson, who's my boy, my favorite NBA player in the league right now, to get away with the two shots he took, the one with 5 seconds left on the shot clock where he could have taken two more dribbles right and done something a little more effective than a 40-footer heave, and then the one-step dribble to the left, just firing up some crazy three-pointer. when you have Stephen Curry, who's tearing it up, it was a disappointing ending to game four. And then you have Lonnie Walker looking like Kobe Bryant, coming back wearing number four, forgetting the two. It was disappointing. I was very... It's a game that we had in the books on the road. It's a game that I expect our big three to come away 2-2. I'm still not selling on the Warriors. I think they will be there. I think they're going to win game five. And if you put the pressure on the Lakers in game six, you better freaking win game six, because game seven is going to be a real problem for you if you have to go back to the Chase Center in San Francisco.
Your big three consisting of Steph, Clay, and Gary Payton.
That's what I was going to say. Who's your big three? Who's the other one?
What do you mean? The one guy who's won us a game in Klay Thompson.
Who else?
You know Steph and Klay. The other one. Is it Poole? Is it Draymond? Is it Gary Payton?
Poole. The pool is closed. The pool. Someone sat in the pool. They got to close that pool down. They're closing it down. There is a Snicker bar. There's something in that pool. Jordan Poole is garbage.
All right, we go get to all that.
Clay is the big threat. The disrespect you guys just showed Clay Thompson with what he did.
No,
game two.
I was disrespect toward Draymond. I know Steph and Clay are the one too, but who's the third?
Who's the third one?
Draymond ain't the third.
I mean, you're right. Okay, I felt like you.
No, it was
outside
Clay. It was a Draymond.
Excluded Clay.
Yo, Nico, watch out. He's about to give you the double burn. All right, so look, Nico, before we still got to talk about this before the game starts. What's your opinion? Because your team is up 3-1 right now. We'll dive it all into your series. Looking at the Lakers, looking at Golden State, what have you seen from this series that either you like going forward against your team or you don't like going forward against your team?
The main things for me on my end for this series is like, look, I'm not going to lie to you. I've obviously been paying more attention to the Nuggets versus Suns and dissecting all those games. But I see a Warriors team that is not anywhere near the team that they were last year. I see an aged team that's struggling to find an identity offensively at times, just pulling up dumb threes. And defensively, they have no one that can guard the big fellow, plain and simple. The Lakers, in my opinion, would be a much tougher matchup.
Wow.
Obviously, it's much harder going through the NBA champs, the reigning champs. That's the only difficult problem is. But when you face a guy that is top two all time, if not one, he's number two in LeBron, and then
what?
You face
get him,
I think he's one. I said if he's not two, if he's not one in some people's minds, he's two.
In what? Right now? What are you talking about? Right now or all around?
No, all time. No. Not right now. Look, the best player in the world plays the two best players in the world right now are playing in the Nuggets versus Suns series. I'll stand by that. How Devin Booker and Nikola Jokic are playing.
Devin Booker's number two right now in the league?
What they're playing like right now? Absolutely. Because I am watching scorched earth type of plays. And going back to what I was saying, Anthony Davis and the Lakers, Anthony Davis, if he stays on the court, is a problem. That's the thing. If he stays on the court, he's a problem. Much more difficult defensive matchup, in my opinion, for Jokic. Obviously, the Warriors threw Draymond at Jokic last year's playoffs. But then again, you didn't have the role players like we do this year. To help around him. So
what role players?
Jamal Murray, who's dropped 30 plus in five games.
I like Murray.
McAport
I
Jr.
Like Murray.
Just came off with a 23-point.
How did he do on the road?
Well, hey, 6-0 at home. Last time I checked, we're the one seed. So you're gonna have to beat us at home. So I don't need to worry about the road. 6-0 at home. But that's what you work for all season. In my opinion, you have the worst road team in basketball, the Golden State Warriors, and B, the Lakers, who travel better than everyone. But I love sending Lakers homes, taking that L on the way out when they come to our building.
When have you ever sent the Lakers home? Y'all ain't won shit, dude. Denver ain't never won nothing. All you got is Dikembe Mutombo holding the ball like this. That's all y'all got. You ain't got nothing else. Don't try to act like you've been sending people home.
I have no rings. I have nothing over here to talk about except the having the best player in the world right now on my team. So that's all I'm going to say because I don't hold any – I can't flash rings. I can't do anything. But I know that the future over here is much brighter than what you two are looking at.
Really? Oh, oh man, yes. we gonna get back to that. Go ahead, Tyler. Go ahead, Tyler.
While we talk about the best player in the world, I heard your fans bitch about the Phoenix Suns owner taking a dive. Oh, he took a dive. What? And Jokic gave him a forearm shiver. And then you have the Slim Reaper, a guy who's 220 pounds, give a little elbow, and you see Jokic dive back.
Yes! Let's go, Tyler! Let's go!
What is going
on? And he got a technical. And he got a technical.
First of all, it was a double technical. There was no single technical. There was no...
First, I had to go to the review.
It doesn't matter. It was still a double technical.
Who cares? He flopped like a little punk ass.
People, look, this is the playoffs. You try to get edges however you can. Jokic had no idea that was the owner. It's a different story.
We're talking about when KD pushed him over.
I know exactly, but you're telling me that Jokic really knew who fuck Ishbia was?
I don't care about that part.
I didn't know what he fucking looked like before the game started, or game four started. And I still didn't, because I was at the game until I saw the replays. It's gamesmanship.
I didn't know either.
And look, the owner did his job. He got his team a point. Plain and simple. Well, Kevin Durant, no harm, no foul, double technical. We move on.
But yeah,
I love it. I love the banter. I love it. I love it. I love it. But you talked a whole fucking lot about the Nuggets, and we still talk about the Lakers and Warriors, dude.
Going back to the series, the main things I've seen is that the Lakers have gotten very, very lucky with their matchups, in my opinion. I think Memphis was a great defensive matchup. I think the Warriors...
They ain't have none of their big men, dude.
I know. They don't have another big man. That helps AD so much. Memphis didn't have a big man either. No Stephen Adams, no Brandon Clark. Obviously, Jaren Jackson, great defender.
He's a puss.
He wasn't throwing him. They weren't throwing him at him as much as often. But I think this is a great matchup for the Lakers, in my opinion. I think the Warriors have a lot of star power, a lot. But that star power is on its last couple twinkles because they've been doing this for 10 years. They've been winning.
It's the same roster as last year when we beat you.
They've been winning rings.
And I'm not scared of this Lakers. I still think we're coming back at Lakers Day. We'll see you Sunday again.
Hey, we'll talk about predictions. Don't give it away yet, Tyler. Don't give it away yet. So, look, the game's going to start right now, Tyler. The game's going to start right now. We all think that probably Golden State's probably going to win this game handily, right?
Yeah.
Here's my problem when people talk about the Lakers should just rest their players and be ready for the next game. That shit pisses me off. And you know I'm a Kobe Bryant guy. Mama mentality does not allow none of that shit. We going to cutthroat. We need to go through it. What do you think? What do you think Golden State needs to do to win this game, Tyler?
They need someone to show up with Curry. Curry will be there. Clay's hit or miss. Darren just pointed out that, Clay and Dre aren't on the same level as Curry. They've never been on the same level as Curry. They just are a step behind where they still will provide something. But they don't – Clay was still plus three yesterday – or 2 days ago.
That's because he played with Steph all the time.
The bench is pathetic. They provide nothing off the bench. That is the issue. It's not the starters. Like, people always go, Clay – didn't do that. He took two terrible shots in the fourth quarter, and he did. And I'll hold him accountable. Oh, and Draymond provided us. Yeah, but they're still providing something. Now, maybe their numbers don't show it, but they score more points when they're on the floor than the other team. Jordan Poole has been a shit in the toilet. It's been like, what's the golf movie? Caddyshack, when they put the sticker bar in the pool, and everybody's got to clear out because we're closing the pool today. It's just garbage. The bench has been terrible. Moody will provide some energy, and that's the issue. There has been nobody off the bench who will give them anything. When they start Gary Payton, he does okay, but Kevon Looney's been sick. Game one, he put up 21 rebounds. People forget that. This isn't a matchup for Kevon Looney. It is a matchup for Kevon Looney if he's healthy. 21 points is great. I don't know. That's my opinion.
All right, look.
Someone off the bench has to give them 15 points.
All right, Nico. While he's still raving about his bench not being able to perform, you're playing a team that has no bench. has no bench. So when we look at these two teams in the Warriors and the Lakers, is it just about the bench? Or we talk about Klay not being able to do things. Is it because he's not getting opportunities and he's forcing shots? Or is it Jordan Poole after game one, which he did well, he missed a game-winning shot, had people talking about him all the time. He spent $500,000 on Ice Spice and didn't get no buns. I mean, what's going on out here? You know what I mean? What do you think?
I don't just put bench players into this conversation. I put role players in this conversation because, in my opinion, when you have a two-headed monster, you have to have that third guy step up. That's what the Denver Nuggets after the Phoenix Suns did, right? Like in our series. Lakers have had Rui Hachimura, had Lonnie Walker a night, had Austin Reeves a different night. The Warriors have not had a third guy. And if Klay's on number two, Draymond's not giving you anything offensively. Looney's getting rebounds, doing nothing for you offensively. You have to have that third guy that takes the weight off the shoulders of the big dogs.
And it has to be Wiggins. It has to be Wiggins, right?
It has to be Wiggins.
Wiggins, and he just hit a three. He just hit a three. It has to be Wiggins.
Like it has to be those guys because, like I said, when you take the look, when the defense has to look their eyes a different direction for a half a second other than Curry or other than AD or LeBron, then that makes life so much easier for those guys. Like Curry's getting double teamed and just getting people thrown at him defensively because they don't respect anyone else on the floor. There's two guys you respect. Right now, there's no respect to Wiggins' offensive game, no respect to Draymond's offensive game, and there sure as hell no respect to Gary Payton or Kevin Looney's offensive game. You need the defense to respect them, or else you're going to be running a two-man head.
Bang! You're absolutely right. I agree completely. I think Wiggins is everything. I think he's the reason why they won the championship last year. Whatever personal matters he had going on, I think has affected the whole roster. And people forget at the beginning of the year, we were wondering, what's going to happen with Poole? What's going to happen with Wiggins? Are they going to sign them? Are they going to build around Kuminga and Wiseman? Which way they're going to go? And they chose to keep Poole, and they chose to keep Wiggins. And Poole got his money, and then he got punched in the face by Draymond Green. I mean, then he got punched. I don't think none of that's been resolved. Draymond Green has his podcast. He talked about, well, we straight, everybody's ready. Named everybody individually except Jordan Poole. I think there's something to that. When he went up to Jordan Poole after game one, trying to hug him, trying to talk to him, he pushed him off. I think there's chemistry issues with that, whether Poole thinks that he should be something bigger than what he is or not. What do you think, Tyler? What do you think? Do you think chemistry has to do anything with that?
I mean, I do a little bit, but at the same time, I can understand why Draymond saw this in preseason. Jordan Poole got his bag.
And talk shit.
He thinks he's better than the team. He's going to come out. He's going to complain about playing time. He's going to complain about this and that. You're Jordan Poole. You ain't Steph. You ain't Klay. You ain't Dre. You haven't won four championships for this franchise. I don't want to hear what you have to think. Like, you're here to put up points when you're in. I don't need anything else from you. Obviously, we knew your defense sucked from even last year when you were putting up 22 a game. You're not providing any defense. They score the ball. And maybe he had this attitude like he was holier than thou. Draymond had too much. He punched him. That's not okay. I'm not excusing Draymond's actions. You shouldn't have done that to a teammate. But the way that Jordan Poole has played in the playoffs, it makes Draymond's action seem a little bit more understandable. It's still not okay, but it makes it look a little bit like, oh, he has an excuse why he did it. And I can see why people would understand it a little more. Just a little. I'm not for it. You should never punch a teammate in the face, whether you're Michael Jordan against Steve Kerr. Like, even, like, it happens. People are competitive.
I get it.
You just can't do it. But at the same time, if you're Jordan Poole, you're putting up less than 8 points a game, you're getting paid $140 million the next 4 years.
That's y'all's fault. That's y'all's fault.
Complaining about
because
time.
That's y'all's fault because now y'all are going to lose Klay and Draymond after we beat y'all's ass, even though we're down 14-5 right now. I really am worried about that. We'll talk about that later on about what's going to happen with the team if y'all do lose.
This year isn't over. You're talking crazy.
I'm not talking crazy yet because I'm nervous that y'all might win three straight, honestly, to tell you the truth. So
I expect it.
We'll get away from this game while it's live right now. Golden State's up 14-5 at home in a game they must win. Let's get to the Denver game. I picked the Suns to go to the finals when KD went there. So we got my man Nico right here, who is a Denver fan, Denver Nuggets. He's a super duper fan. Far into the bench podcast. His team has never won shit, but the Jokers won a couple rings. And the joke, and honestly, look,
I'm wrong. Terrell, I love you.
I'm gonna be honest, Nico. I said this shit because I'm dog with Joker all the time. He got robbed out of winning the third MVP, but I think he's going to get to the finals, dude. I'm really nervous about that shit. And if he gets to the finals, Denver might win the whole thing. How do you think this is shaping out for the Western Conference right now? Because y'all are in the 3-1 position right now. You think you can close it out in Phoenix?
Well, so we're up 3-2 right now.
3-2, yeah, 3-2.
We did win game five here last night. I was at the game in attendance. First of all, we all know who the best player in the world is. It's Nikola Jokic. Joel Embiid got a pity award. If you listen to our show at all, we've been going on about this since January, that he decided to go on a full-on campaign, complaining, crying, saying how everyone disrespects him and blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that. And look, congratulations. You got the MVP award because the voters didn't want to give it to a third straight guy.
Why is that?
That's because the history of who've won it.
Larry Bird, give it up.
Will Chamberlain. I can't remember the whole list of names.
Larry Bird.
I didn't want to put him in that conversation. But unbeknownst to them, look at every Will Chamberlain stat that Jokic is right there up with them. That's another statistic that Jokic just passed Will Chamberlain on Tuesday night. Most triple doubles in playoff history. 10. This is look. We have a saying around here. Never. Nikola, not since Wilt Joker. Jokic. because statistics and the things that he do on the floor, no one has seen in our age group. Actually, I don't know how old you are, but my age group have ever seen in the game of basketball. His size, his ability, his playmaking, his size has never been seen before, ever.
I'll give it to you.
I saw Russell Westbrook do it at 6'3".
That's fair. 6'3" versus 7'4". But yeah, when I look at how the playoffs are standing, this is the best chance this organization has ever had. This is the closest. You have the generational talent. You have the Tim Duncan. You have Dirk Nowitzki. You have your Kobe Bryant. Whatever. You have the guy that will be. There'll be statues in the fucking in front of the arena, and there'll be his number up in the stands, not Carmelo's, but Jokic's 15 will be in the rafters. This is the guy. If not now, when? I keep going back to 2009 because those Nuggets have a special place in my heart. Obviously, being around the team with Chris, Chauncey, obviously a hometown kid here, Chauncey, Melo, and Kenny Martin and company, and that team, I'm fully convinced that we would have absolutely beat the shit out of the Orlando Magic like you did with the Lakers. The Orlando Magic were not going to hold the torch to the Lakers or the Nuggets in that series.
Did y'all make it, though? Did y'all make it?
What?
Did y'all make it?
No, we didn't make it. No,
who beat y'all?
I'm aware. I just said you beat.
I didn't hear you, dude.
I know.
It was like something going on. Who beat y'all?
It's okay. It was 2009 season when we played you in the conference finals with the Thuggets, and I remember. I know I ain't breaking up. I know what you're doing here. But like I said, this is the best opportunity you've ever had. Eastern Conference, no Milwaukee. Boston looks like they're done too. Philadelphia is the best team over there. And I think Miami has their number, in my opinion. We can get to that here in a little bit. But Miami, in my opinion, is a much better squad than or much, much more mentally tough. In the Philadelphia 76ers.
Okay, then, I was about to say.
So to get to that point, you have to overcome one of the biggest obstacles you've ever had. It's either A, the defending champs, or B, the team that has beaten you 3 out of the 4 times you've ever been to the Western Conference Finals. The Denver Nuggets have been to the Conference Finals 4 times, and it's, what is it, 75-year history, whatever it was, whatever it is? And four of the times, three against the Lakers, one against the Supersonics, and you've never been there, right? Never been there. So, look, we're a big hockey show over here too. Avalanche, big Avs fans here. And we keep comparing as last year's, like, you have to get over humps. You have to get past the first round stigma. You have to beat you have to beat your rivals in the playoffs. You have to beat the best player in the world, Connor McDavid. You have to beat the team that's defending Stanley Cup champions. If you want to get to where you want to be, you have to beat the best of the best. And you see what the Nuggets are going through right now. Minnesota.
I mean, y'all playing Minnesota and y'all playing some weak ass Phoenix team.
And weak ass Phoenix team.
With no bench. With no far into the bench at all.
The team that everyone picked out to come out of the West once KD went over there?
Because I
remember.
Listen, Nico. I'm with you with Denver. I'm with you with Denver.
46 out of 50 analysts on ESPN that all picked the Suns to win.
I did too. I did too.
That Suns team? Yeah.
I agree. I did too. But. And we're not big hockey guys over here, whatever, but I'm a Capitals fan, so I understand what you're saying about getting over the hump. They would have the best record in hockey all the time and losing the first round. So I get it. Exactly. I get it. You know, Ovechkin finally got his one. Joker has to get his one. He got four triple-doubles just this postseason. And like you already said, he broke the record for having 10. Joker's doing everything. Two MVPs. He's doing all these things. You have to win now. You have to win now.
This is the most pressure this team has ever had. Plain and simple. If you don't get it done, there's going to be a lot of question marks going into the offseason. What do you do with Michael Porter Jr.? What do you do with Jamal? Because Jamal's hot and cold. Do you replace the coach? Which I don't think is true because I think Mike Malone's doing a hell of a job. There's a lot of question marks. Plain and simple. But like I said, that's what happens in the Wild Wild West. You look at what Tyler's Warriors did, making it to four straight NBA Finals. Or was it five? I don't even know. Whatever it was, in the Wild West is crazy. It's absolutely crazy because the Western Conference, in my opinion, still is the best conference, and you have to face a who's who.
I get it.
I mean, I'm with you. Jokic is the best player in that. But
oh no, he's the best player. What?
If Jokic is making the finals, I want an Embiid Jokic in the finals. I think Embiid is the most dominant player when he's ready to go.
Jokic is the most consistent.
Nico, Jokic is the most consistent. He deserves his MVP. But when Embiid plays, those games he plays, he is unbelievable, as well as Jokic. I still think the Suns are going to win game six. I think game seven is going to be a battle, and I think the Nuggets will probably win game seven because how great your home court is and how well you guys play home and how well Jamal Murray, especially, who I don't believe in.
I love Jamal Murray.
A road court.
You come into the Mile High City, there's warning signs everywhere. Altitude.
But I want to see – I'd love to see Nuggets, Warriors, Nuggets, Lakers. I'm not putting Pat.
I know, but 5,280 feet is very difficult.
And I've seen AD just a year ago – or not AD, Jokic just a year ago. Yeah, Jokic put up his numbers, but the rest of the Nuggets didn't do their thing against the Warriors in that first round.
That's the difference. That's the difference the last couple of years. There's no running mate. There's no running mate the last 2 years.
But it's the same guys, though.
It's not. It's Jamal Murray, who has not.
You got Aaron Gordon. You got some players.
Aaron Gordon, who was injured 2 years ago. Michael Porter Jr., who was back spasms last postseason. KCP, who I know my man
from us
over there knows. Who has a championship pedigree.
Because he was a Laker, Bruce that's why.
Bruce Brown off the bench, who has been the best player off the bench for arguably in the Western Conference thus far. Most
Bruce
consistent.
Brown is the difference.
No.
Go watch the games. Bruce Brown dropped 24 the other
day. All right, look. Look, we go cut off the Warriors and we go cut off the Nuggets because when we get to predictions, you can let it all fly loose. I want to get to the series y'all were talking about, Philly and Boston. Philly with a big-time Game 5 win on the road against Boston. I don't know if y'all saw that coming. I didn't. Tyler, you shaking your head? Did you think that was going to happen?
I did not think that would happen.
Because
I was impressed with the way they played.
Joel MVP showed up.
The way Tyrese Maxey played, he looked like a chump. And then the way Embiid... is when he's healthy, when he came back game three and he wasn't healthy, I was like, why are they bringing him back? And maybe it was just to bring them back to be like, oh, let's get our bearings straight. And the way he played game four, game five, he looked like Embiid. I was like, okay, this guy's ready to go. And the way Maxey and Harden play game three and four, if they get those three to show up the same game, they're unbeatable. I know it hurts you, Nico. I know you hate Embiid.
I mean, we have a long ways till we have to face them. So that's what I said. And to go with your point, in my opinion, I obviously have a lot of Joel hate. And most of it is in regards to because it's versus Jokic. I think those two were the best two players in the world this year. Plain and simple, regular season. Obviously, postseason, wow. Completely different story. But those are one and two. You can interchange them how you want to. But what I've seen in the playoffs is that this team goes with how James Harden goes. James Harden has a bad game. The team has a bad game. And B can get his. He's going to get his. Like you were saying with Jokic, Tyler. And B's going to get his no matter what. But if Harden puts up a goose egg 5 points a game, I think it was game three or game two, whatever it was, then they're going to lose, plain and simple. James Harden is, like I said, look, I think the Sixers are the worst team to ever watch. Like, it is ISO ball. I hate.
Have you watched Denver play? Them motherfuckers are San Antonio Spurs boring.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. But watching the Sixers play is an eyesore to any new basketball fan. If I have a friend that's never watched basketball in their life, I tell them, do not watch the 76ers because of the amount of ISO ball they do. And look, they can do that. James Harden's a great ISO player. Joel Embiid obviously is a great ISO player too. They have the ability to do that. But look, this Philly team, it has two things holding them back. One is James Harden's inconsistency, which I just touched on.
Yes.
And two, Doc Rivers is going to shoot himself in the foot. Somewhere.
But hold on. Hold on, Nico. Hold on.
He always does.
Hold on, Nico.
He always does.
Hold on. Because
it doesn't matter when it's going to happen.
Yo, put him on the screen. There he is. Nico, Doc Rivers is getting love because he's going against a coach that shouldn't be the coach. That's why.
That's true.
When you're shit and you're going against crap, your shit looks better than crap. That's what it is.
Absolutely true.
That's what it is.
That's what I'm saying. It'll happen eventually, whether it be against Spo in the second round or against Steve Kerr, Darvin Ham, or Michael Malone, or, hell, Monty Williams if he gets to that point. Like, he will be out-coached at some point. Like I said, that is the biggest Mickey Mouse ring I've ever seen in my life. He got on the backs of Ray Allen and Kevin Garnett.
And who beat that team? Like, who beat that team for a championship?
Okay.
I hate Mickey. Take that hat off.
Kobe Bryant did, baby. Kobe Bryant did. Anyway, go ahead.
He's going to shoot himself in the foot. Plain and simple. Missoula has done an absolutely horrendous job this series and trying to find matchups and doing all that. Serge Spoelstra will dice him up like a box of Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets. That's how badly he can coach circles around him. And right now, look, Doc Rivers, you have two generational talents, aren't you? You don't win a championship.
Who are the best coaches in the league right now? It'd probably go Spoelstra, Kerr. I'd put Kerr one, yeah. But a lot
Kerr
of
would not be one ever.
He had too much talent.
I'd put Spo, Kerr, and Popovich still top three. Interchangeable.
But Popovich ain't around right now. He's in the B.
I know, but
Popovich is ass.
Still reasonable. Top team. I'm always, until Popovich retires, he'll be in that top conversation for me. I don't care.
That's the producer's team. He's a Spurs fan. The producer loves the Spurs.
I mean, look, I dealt with playing the Spurs, obviously, with the Heat and being with Chris or Birdman and when they played the Spurs. And I know how good Popovich is.
Tell your story about why you keep referring to Chris as Chris. And
yeah, who the fuck is Chris? Chris who?
Yeah, Chris Bosh?
No, not CB. So look, obviously, Denver Nuggets fan until I die, right? So living here in Denver, there's a guy by the name of Chris Birdman answering. Mohawk.
Is that the one that had the child pornography and shit?
Nope, it was not, because I will get to that story here in a minute, because that never happened.
He was catfished.
So, yeah, he was catfished by this girl that was a 35-year-old in Canada. So, that is a false story.
There you go.
So Chris was obviously played with the Nuggets and started his career, went to New Orleans, had some trouble where he got suspended, like O.J. Mayo did, for 2 years. And during those 2 years, my dad, who represented Dikembe Mutombo, Reggie Williams, and the like of those early
Georgetown
days, Georgetown boys, he brought him in. He said, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to be your guidance getting you back in the league. And at the time, no one had ever came back from the league from that suspension. Still hasn't. OJ Mayo is still not back in the league since he got that same drug suspension.
Yep.
And he helped him get him back in the league while he was doing this. Living at my house.
This is your dad?
Yes.
What's your dad's name?
Mark Bryant. You
can look Mark Bryant. Shout out Mark Bryant.
Mark Bryant. So Chris lived in my house as a child. We played basketball with him, played ball. He stood in my brother's wedding up there with me. Like he's not just a friend. He's not just someone I know. He's my brother, basically. So like he said, I have three brothers, so I have a fourth brother. That's why I have my Nuggets ties. That's why I have all those Thuggets ties and those Miami Heat ties. But yeah, Chris has been family to me. Everyone knows him as Birdman. I call him Chris. If I call him Birdman, he gives me shit for it. So like I said, I have all those ties back there. But Chris is like family to me, and he's been like the third big older brother to me because I have two. So that's the story on that.
Go ahead, Tyler. You want to say it before I jump in?
I just wanted to applaud Nico for not using that as like some like bit. He's never used it. I've talked to Nico multiple times. And I've never knew this about him, and I applaud him for not, like, it was something we had to pull out of him.
See, I'm not going to be like you, Tyler. I'm going the other way. Nico, I'm happy to meet you for the first time. When you go get Birdman with you on the Relatives of Sports Talk?
Hey, look at we already – he was one of our first episodes, so at Far to the Bench. He was on our first episode, so he's got a lot of business adventures. He just got married, too. I went to his wedding, so he's got business booming. But, yeah, like I said, I keep it on a down low because, like I said, I don't like flaunting stuff. But it's funny. My dad has a championship Heat ring.
That's dope.
So that's I'd rather Brian talk to your dad. Than
that's me. What I'm saying. Where your dad at? Because obviously, you obviously know your shit, Nico. You obviously know your stuff, and I'm proud to have you on the show. But you got some extra layers that I want to pull your extra layers off.
I've been around the game. Like, there's a picture of me and my little brother with Chris in his arms with a full long hair. The same, I think it was the season that he was in the dunk contest and missed 40 dunks that year. I was there when he was here in Denver. Like, yeah, I go way back. That's why I literally hate the Lakers with all my passion because of what you did with my only chance I thought I had with him getting a ring. Luckily, Miami, LeBron, D-Wade and Bosch came through.
You mean Ray Allen? I don't want to hear none of that shit. But listen, listen here, Nico. You will really hate the Lakers even more after this year's over. But you got to drink out of the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, I also.
So I don't want to hear nothing you got to say because I don't even like hockey. But you got to drink out of one of the most prestigious things that there is. So,
yeah,
big ups to you. Big ups to you.
But, Terrell, does anyone hate this modern Lakers more than you hate these modern Lakers?
Yes, I hate Lakers. My boy Brandon, the GOAT on the Relatives of Raw show. My boy Brandon hates the Lakers. We're Laker fans. We hate LeBron James.
Breaking news. Jordan Poole scored a bucket.
Hey, y'all only up by four.
Scored a bucket.
Foul.
Hey, to go back onto what you're saying, Terrell, yeah, you guys don't deserve LeBron. I'll say it.
LeBron doesn't deserve to wear Laker colors.
No! Y'all don't deserve the greatness of LeBron. Or else your team would be fucking D'Angelo Russell. And
yo, hold on, Tyler. Hold on. Let me get a drink. Tyler. Tyler. Don't say that, Tyler. Terrell, I'm going to get in Nico. Tyler. I'm getting him, Tyler. Hold on. Nico. We don't deserve LeBron James.
No.
LeBron James has missed the playoffs. LeBron James has missed the playoffs three times as a Laker.
Kobe Bryant.
Hold on. Hold on. He has missed the playoffs three times as a Laker. We gave up Brandon Ingram. D'Lo. Kuzma.
Hold on.
Julius Randle. Right? Right?
Yeah, all these players
for some bubble-ass ring that the pharmaceutical company killed Kobe Bryant, and they said, we gotta give the Lakers a championship? Really?
Real I'm not saying that. Top story. Yeah.
Well, hey, all I'm saying, I'm not saying that they gave you the ring in the bubble, even though it's a Mickey Mouse ring and whatever.
But you ain't even got that, baby. You ain't even got a Mickey Mouse ring.
All I'm I'm saying is that the Lakers don't deserve the greatest LeBron James. Plain and simple.
My issue is you say Cleveland deserves LeBron. LeBron left because of Cleveland.
Promises made. Plain and simple. He left, but guess what? The man came back and won a ring for the one of the worst title towns.
Yeah, for flopping. He flopped.
Tyler.
Tyler. I'm gonna say this right now.
For people that have not been used to winning, like my man Nico, hey, he's winning in life. His dad has done things. True. He's met great players. He's done a lot of things personally in life. But as a sports fan and a sports debater, his teams never amount to really much at all. So he has to cling on to what society says is greatness in LeBron James. So let him hang on the coattails of LeBron James and fly like this all you want to, Nico, because your team ain't done shit. So you're going to keep on jumping on LeBron James. He's whack.
Hey, plain and simple, my hockey team won a cup last year.
I did not say we don't care about hockey.
My football team, I know you two care about football, won the Super Bowl 7 years ago. I mean, you want to keep talking?
Hold on.
Just because one of my teams.
Von Miller won a Super Bowl?
I don't count the Rockies because we're as bad as it gets and just as bad as Darren's Oakland A's, basically.
Oh, he called Darren shit out.
Give him a sign. I love it.
Poor Darren. Fired. I'm sorry, buddy. But
Darren almost cried when the producer was talking about the A's. Darren was in tears punching shit when the producer was talking about the A's. Darren's right now punching his wife. No, he's not. He loves Hannah. Sorry. He's not doing it.
Leave Hannah alone.
Hannah loves Jordan Poole. She said he's handsome. When he's got 2 points.
Well, maybe Darren did punch her in the eye. I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
I didn't say that. Darren, we love you, Darren.
Just because one team isn't winning doesn't mean we ain't winning everywhere else. Plain and simple.
Where are you winning at?
The hockey and football.
To be fair, you did say his team.
When did Denver win? Peyton Manning with his broken neck shit? Is that when they won?
Commanders.
He said 7 years ago.
Is that when they won, Denver?
Are on the same page as the Cowboys.
When Peyton Manning had the worst historical game as a quarterback in NFL history as a Super Bowl quarterback? Oh, yeah, that was your team. My bad. We love you, Nico. We love you, man.
I love you, man. This is great. I love the camaraderie.
Look, Nico, this is what I'm talking about. Well, I can't put a time limit or nothing. I got this much stuff to talk about, and we've got to this.
Exactly.
That's when I know it's good, though, because we're being raw. Like, we're just talking, you know what I'm saying? Barbershop
it's
shit.
Explosion.
You know what I mean? We just talk. Explosion, TNT, baby, you know what I mean? So, look, we saw the New York Knicks hang on. We're going to go to the final game. Knicks hang on barely. Barely. And, Nico, you said that Spoelstra is one of the best coaches ever. Does Miami finish the series in next game?
Yes, this is not going back to New York. New York is so mentally weak. Thibodeau, which is Jimmy Butler, is on his team.
Yeah, he does.
Knicks, look, so do I. You got game five as a here. You can win one at home, so you put your home fans' happiness for the offseason. So you start caring about the Yankees and the Mets or whoever.
Hey, don't talk shit about the Mets. Hold on. The Mets?
I'm not. I'm just saying. They're going to be starting thinking about baseball real soon up in New York. So
you ain't talking shit, producer?
The Heat are a much, much more talented team, in my opinion.
Are they?
Look, Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo, I think, are better than anything.
Bam's overrated. Butler's a killer. Their organization and their coaching structure is the difference.
It absolutely is. And like I said, I'd be surprised if this goes seven. I have so much faith in what the Miami Heat do down there.
Me too.
And Pat and Big Andy. They know how to win in this postseason. I don't know what the statistic is off the top of my head, but I don't think an 8 seed has ever been to the NBA Finals.
And not
Miami Heat. I don't think they were gods. Yeah.
Yo, hold on, hold on.
In the strike in 99 were in the NBA Finals.
Not only an 8 seed, they were in the play-in tournament and lost their first game and had to win their second game.
And Miami has a better chance than anyone because, in my opinion, the Heat can beat the Sixers, plain and simple.
Yes.
I really do. I absolutely do. I think that they have a much better chance of beating the Sixers than they do the Celtics. And that's because of the mentality that Jimmy has.
The Knicks were an 8 seed in 98-99
and won a final. And Doc Rivers will bite it.
They went to the finals?
They won it.
So, like I said, the Heat, they'll take care of business game six. They absolutely will. And they'll be looking forward to, like I said, Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra do such a great job of dissecting teams down in a series. Like I said, this ain't one game like football or March Madness. This is a seven-game series. Every single game, every single quarter, every single series is different small adjustments that are being made. And possibly Tyler Hero coming back into the lineup.
No way. He's not coming back, dude.
They were saying
they talk about Chris Paul coming back. He ain't coming back either. He's not coming
Chris
back.
Paul, I want to go back to Eric Spoelstra. I want to go back to Eric Spoelstra. Eric Spoelstra is overrated.
What?
Is
he went
with Dwayne Wade against who?
What?
They won in the bubble.
Hang on.
The bubble. No one cares about that Walt Disney stuff. Oh, they're going to win? Jimmy Butler is the reason this team wins. If you have Jimmy Butler is the competitive end. No, it's not Eric Spoelstra. It's Jimmy Butler.
Wherever it's he goes, Eric Spoelstra.
He brings this end. I'm not buying into Eric Spoelstra. I know my co-host, Fat Boy, loves him as much as you do. Nico, relax. I got this. He loves Eric Spoelstra. It's not Eric Spoelstra.
It's Eric Spoelstra.
Jimmy Butler is the guy who shows up. It's players. Players play. Coaches coach. Yeah. Eric Spoelstra does a good enough job where he's not ruining games.
What?
Jimmy Butler is in that area where it's above average, like where you're like, oh, that's the guy who breaks you.
Nico, can I get him real quick, Nico? Can I get him real quick, Nico?
Go for it.
Jimmy Butler is a dude. He's a dog. He's always been a dog. It doesn't matter. He's going to give you everything when he does. He's going to give it to you every single day when it matters. Eric Spoelstra has to put together a team with four undrafted players on the team, losing Tyler Hero, losing...
No, that's Pat Riley. Who does
okay, Pat Riley was a Laker, so that's greatness. Anyway, he handpicked Eric Spoelstra to be the coach. Handpicked him, stood beside him, gave him credibility, had LeBron James, Wade, Bosh, all these players, put them together to make it happen. Phil Jackson did the same thing when you have superstars. You have to have a certain... to be able to control superstars. Why do you think LeBron's always firing every damn coach that he ever has? Why do you think so? You have to have a certain and Eric Spoelstra has that. Whether it's he can look behind him and see Pat Riley or not, Eric Spoelstra is never underrated, ever. Go ahead, Nico, get him.
He's overrated.
Let me talk about Spo, because first of all, obviously, look, he was given the big three. No coaching experience at all. He had a
championship before the big three got there.
Yep.
When? He was in the media room.
He's talking about Shaq and Wade.
Pat Riley's bad. Pat Riley said, "I'm not letting this guy go." He chose him over the big three.
He was in the media room doing film for them. Plain and simple. The guy did his dues. Look, since Spoelstra got to the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat have missed the playoffs three times.
That's impressive.
It is. Look at their rosters. Look at their rosters.
No, look, what's LeBron
left? On their team all the time. They've had LeBron. They've had Jimmy Butler.
LeBron leaves. Chris Bosh, D-Wade, they still make the playoffs. This team finds Gabe Vincent, Max Strus. Tyler Hero, obviously, is a top first-round pick. They find all these guys that fit perfectly into the mold that Spoelstra knows.
Pat Riley for fighting these guys.
That's some Spurs shit, honestly.
They fit in perfectly with the model and Spoelstra. Yeah, Pat Riley does a lot. Yeah, he has a say in everything. But you don't think that Spoelstra is doing the exact same mindset?
He has a say in everything.
He's the exact same mindset. Pat Riley is sitting up in the stands with his hair slicked back, 15 rolls up in South Beach. He ain't calling plays. he puts
a, Nico,
guys on the court, and Spoelstra puts them in.
Nico, you are spitting fire. You're spitting fire. The reason why Tyler's mad is the Lakers are up by three right now with 7 minutes left in the second quarter. So he's getting upset because Dynasty may end soon.
So Nico asked a question earlier.
Hold on, Nico.
He asked if a number 8 seed had ever made the finals or won the finals. A number 8 seed has gone to the finals. It was only the New York Knicks. They ended up losing.
Losing to Houston?
I can't remember.
They lost to Houston. No,
it was San Antonio.
Was it San Antonio?
Yes, it was San Antonio. But the lowest seeded team to ever win a finals was the number 6 seeded Houston Rockets in
Hakeem Olajuwon,
95. They beat the Suns in 7.
When they beat, yeah. That's crazy. That's crazy.
That's crazy because you look at the teams left. You have an 8 seed. You have a 6 seed. You have a 7 seed over here.
Are we really biting? Like, the Heat loved it so well.
I love it.
It's embarrassing how much fans are loving the Heat right now. They beat the Cavaliers, who have, like, Donovan Mitchell, a known choke artist on the
team. That you picked to beat the Knicks. Yes. You picked them to win.
Julius Randle.
Like, you picked him to beat the Knicks.
They beat the one seed.
And then they made a run in the bubble. Oh, the bubble. Yeah, Spoelstra, you're great. You're the best coach.
I'm going to tell you right now, look. Because because your team is such a high level, Tyler, and Terrell, I'll put you in this too, you don't understand what half, 95% of the teams in the league would die for Eric Spoelstra as their coach.
You got that damn right.
There are a handful of teams I can count on one hand that would not take Eric Spoelstra right now. And two of your teams probably would be two of them. So that's as far as I would wear. A lot of teams would love to have that mentality and that type of leadership on your team.
Yo, real quick. Hold on, Tyler. Tyler, Nico, this is why we don't put time limits, baby. My Spotify is about to go out in 2 minutes. Can y'all jump right back on after this?
When you're ready.
Because we got to finish this. It's about to be halftime anyway, Tyler. You're good. Your boys just took the lead. Y'all up by 4 or 5 right now. Get happy. Stop dogging on Nico because he's spitting facts. Stop dogging him because he's spitting facts. You know what I'm saying? Be easy with him. I want you to go to the bathroom. Go ahead and pee. Because Relentless Sports Talk episode 173 part 2 is about to come up. We're going to give our predictions about what we think is going to happen with Philly and Boston, Denver and Phoenix, and what happens if the Lakers do end y'all season. Plus, I want to get into some coaching stuff. Nick Nurse is gone. J.J. Redick is applying. And the coach I think should be with Minnesota, and then the coach who I think should take over a team that's going to lose, and I had him in the finals. Y'all going to come back with me? Y'all be great, fellas. Y'all be great. Variety Sports Network.
Keep it up.
Got two guys right here with multiple channels out here. Check out Variety Sports Network. Check out Fatboy Fadeaway. Check out Far Into the Bench Podcast. All these shows on Variety Sports Network. They cover every sport, even the hockey that Nico was talking about. They cover it all, baby. You know what I'm saying? I'm just happy to have them here. We'll be right back. Relentless Sports Talk, episode 173, part 2. With Nico and Tyler, baby. Right back. Big time storylines. Yeah, Tyler.